Do you know why I've called you here? It's just that I've noticed a couple of things with your grades, and I'm hoping that you have too. This is an English class. How a subject so simple is something that you're failing at worries me. I usually tend to have a dropout or failing rate of 5%. And those are typically folks who just don't show up at class at all. But you show up every day. You complete all your homework. You finish all the projects that I ask you to. And yet, they're just so horribly done. Not to mention any of our tests or quizzes. It doesn't make sense to me. So, I need an explanation as to why you're failing in class. And if you don't know why, we'll get to the bottom of this tonight. Because I simply don't have the time after this to tutor or to babysit a college student. Oh, you should know that I care. I care about every single student of mine that shows some form of effort. And you have showed effort. It's just, I don't understand. It's almost as if you're doing it on purpose. So tell me, what could be a potential reason as to why you're failing so much? Because I can show you your records right here. And forgive me if I still use paper, because I'm still old-fashioned, but you see this? Yeah. And then this. And it's so weird, because your other professors, they tell me you're very bright and you're really good at this. But somehow you're failing mine. So strange, isn't it? Is there something bothering you in my class? Is there something you're worried about? Is there something you're distracted about? You can tell me, you know. You can tell me exactly what is bothering you, what's distracting you. I can help you. Because obviously my questions are just rhetoric. And I could easily tell what you really want. What it takes for you to pass my class. I know exactly what you're looking at. When I turn my back and write on the board. When I drop my pen accidentally, perhaps close to where you're seated. I can sense the way your eyes linger all over my body when I walk into class. Or when I go closer and closer to your desk, I see the way you gulp when I catch you looking and pretend that I actually don't see you. It's as if I can almost feel right now how hard you are. You have nothing to hide from me. You know? What if this is what helps you pass my class? I don't really care. You put so much work and effort. You do so much. Sometimes to the point of overwhelming me with your work. But I know exactly why you're failing. It's because you can't stop thinking about me, isn't it? It's because you want me. It's because instead of working on your projects, try as you might, you're distracted by the thought of using my body over and over and over again. I've been at this for years. I know when a man lusts for me, and I know exactly what to do with it. So let's stop pretending. No one's gonna come in that room. And if you stay quiet, we can have as much fun as we can just to shake off the nerves, to stop you from being so distracted by my body. I can already tell, just by looking, you have a nice big cock that's rock hard and thick and ready for me. We can do this as much as you want, but on the condition that you give me better grades in the future, okay? First, let's give you exactly what you're looking for. You want these tits, don't you? You wanna touch them, hold them. You wanna play my tits. Look at these nice hard nipples, waiting for your touch, aching for you. More importantly, aching to have a nice cock to settle right in between them. Now, let me get down on my knees and take care of the situation. Let's see what we're working with. You're nice and hard and ready for me, aren't you? Such an impressive cock. I think I might enjoy myself here. Nice and thick and pulsing and twitching and standing so rock hard and proud. Don't be shy. I absolutely love cock like yours. Makes me think about all the ways it could squeeze deep inside my tight little holes. Twitched over there. Do you like the thought of it, huh? Do you like the thought of fucking your teacher? I thought so. It's pretty hot too, isn't it? The thought of you bending me over the desk and fucking me. Teaching me a lesson instead. Or maybe I should be the one teaching you a lesson in sex. Maybe you'd like to see me ride you. Maybe. Maybe you'd like to see me do all sorts of wicked, wicked things to you. But we'll get to that maybe a little later in the class, huh? For now, I want to play with this peacock. I want my hands to run through it. I want to feel exactly what I'm working with, from the tip to the shaft, all the way to the base. I want to feel just how heavy your balls are. I want to know just how much you're going to come for me. And I want to be able to do it to you over and over and over again. Fuck. So lovely and so hard. I need to at least give it a little bit of a taste. You taste amazing. Delicious, even. But now, let me see what it feels like to have my tits pressed up against your cock, squeezing your cock nice and tight, giving it a snug space, and just fuck. Do you like that, huh? Do you like your professor giving you a nice and warm tit job? They're soft, aren't they? My tits feel so soft and nice and perfect just for you. Oh, your cock feels so good in between them. A nice, hard place. A nice, hard toy to play with. I won't lie. My tits are quite sensitive. It feels so good every time the tip just brushes right here. Close to underneath my tits. Yes. Oh, yeah. You like it too, don't you? You like the way my titties bounce around your big cock, huh? You like the way these soft mounds just push up against you, up and down? It feels so good, too. I want you to come all over my tits, okay? Come all over my tits and my face. Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking you to do. I want you to defile my face. I want you to mark my face and my tits. I want you to shoot a fountain of cum. I want it so badly. You're gonna give it to me, right? I told you. I'll give you this. As much as you want. So long as you give me the grades that I need, okay? Keep going. Keep going until you come. Keep going until you come so hard and give me every single drop of that cum all over my face, my tits. Don't you want an image of your teacher and your cum splattered all over her pretty face, her glasses even, her hair and her tits? Oh, yes. Yes, let me help you with my hands just like this. Oh, yes, yes. Come for me. Come for me. Give me your cum. Give me your cum. Give me every drop. That's it. Come on. Come on. Be a good boy. Give it. Yes. Yes. Oh, it was all over my face. Oh, let me stick my tongue out so I can get a taste of your cum too. Oh, yes. Yes. Your cum seemed so good. Oh, oh, fuck. Actually, come here. Oh, why don't you give me your phone, too? Oh, don't worry. I'm just going to take a nice picture of me. So you could remind yourself of the rewards that you can get once you improve your grades. A little inspiration. Even so, so good. And don't you worry about me cleaning myself up. I've got this under control. You need to get ready and finish that homework I sent you earlier. Tomorrow, if you pass and give me a good score, maybe I'll let you have a little bit more than just my tits in my hands. Consider it a nice little motivation and reward. I'll see you in class tomorrow.